This is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM, and you are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Sharon.
It's good to see in the void again tonight. So tonight, I'm doing a show about Josh Holm. Now, when I played a Josh Holm show, I don't know, it was like 30 weeks ago or something, I said I had to do another one because there was just so much I wanted to show you and I couldn't get to it. And I played a bunch of Queens of the Stone Age songs, I played some Kaya songs, and I forget what else I played, to be honest with you. I know none of the songs tonight were played on that night because I took a look just to make sure, but I forget exactly what I played. And it's hot off the heels of going to see Queens of the Stone Age down in Halifax. And I gotta tell you, going to see a concert in Halifax is not the same as going to see a concert in Toronto. And I think a lot of it's to do with, well, the culture's different. I mean, it's a different world over here compared to what you experience in Ontario. But it's a desperation or a lack of exposure, because a lot of big rock bands never come to Halifax. And if they do it once or twice ever. This being the second time Queens of Stone Age have ever come to Nova Scotia. So it was a big deal. And there's a certain kind of person that Queens of Stone Age attracts, like horny women and really drunk, obnoxious men. Two types of people I don't really like to be around at a concert because they can be distracting. And there was a bit of that going on as far as the distracting nonsense. But other than that, it was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. Best Queens of Stone Age concert, and you can tell they understand what's going on there. So they played what I consider the best set list you could ever want if you're a Queens of Stone Age fan. Like, they played every song I've ever wanted to hear, and they did it very well. Lots of sexual degradating type degenerate type conversations and comments being made. Bubbles from the Trailer Park Boys made an appearance, and it was just a really, really good time. So tonight we're going to showcase some more of my favorite Josh Holm songs. And the last show was good. This show will be great. The two things that balances most of what Josh Holm sings about is sex and a broken heart. So a lot of the songs tonight are going to focus on those two things. There's a few tracks that are a little farther removed than we did last time, and they aren't centralized on that stuff, but a lot of them are, including this first song, which is definitely about sex. This is probably, this might be like their biggest hit, I think. My finger hasn't really been on the pulse for what is a hit for the last 25 years, but this one feels like it should have been, if it wasn't, and I'm pretty sure it is. Anyway, this is The Lost Art of Keeping a Secret off of their second record, Rated R.
I understand.
Now, one musician you'll often see linked with Josh Homme is a guy named Chris Goss. Chris Goss is considered the inventor of desert rock. Even though Josh Homme sort of made desert rock cool and accessible to everybody, Chris Goss kind of started it. And Chris Goss has a wonderful band called Masters of Reality. And for their third record, he employed the Queens of the Stone Age, the version we just heard, as his backing band for an album called Deep in the Hole. It was also followed with a beautiful live record. This is a track off of that Deep in the Hole record called Third Man on the Moon. And this isn't about sex or heartbreak. It's about the third thing they like to sing about, which is drugs. We'll be right back. Now, clearly, Masters of Reality are amazing. If you're not familiar with their albums, check out the first one. It's self-titled. It's incredible. They're all good. Their second record, Sunrise and the Suffer Bus, featuring Ginger Baker on drums. Just everything they do is really, really good. Chris Goss is a master. For this next track, we're going with Heartbreak. This is off of my favorite Queens of Stone Age record, Like Clockwork. It's got a long backstory that I would love to get into, but I got too much music to play tonight, and I don't want to spend all night talking about Josh. But this album reflects on a time he spent in a coma and suffering from disillusionment within his marriage, which unfolded into a terrible tragedy. And this song is the bookend of the record, and it's just an emotional kick to the gut. And I suggest you go and listen to the entire record, Like Clockwork, because it is an absolute masterpiece from beginning to end. Enjoy.
Disguised all the problems.
This next track is going to come from more of the deeper cut Josh Holmes stuff. He has this project called The Desert Sessions. They have 12 records, and the records are often recorded very quickly, like over the course of 2 or 3 days. This record was actually recorded over the course between February 8th and 15th, which includes everything as far as composition, performances, and all this kind of stuff. This song features PJ Harvey on the record with Josh, and this song was actually a love song for his then-girlfriend, who became wife, and is now probably the worst human being on earth as far as Josh is concerned, Brody Dow of the Distillers. This song is called I Wanna Make It With You. And as per Josh Holmes, this is the best song he's ever written about fucking.
Time and where you.
next, we're going right back to 1995 with some Caius. Now, Caius is the band where Josh Homme made his, cut his teeth, as they would say, in the whole rock and roll deal. He was a teenager when he joined this band, and they used to do these dangerous, violent-filled parties in the desert where they would just have a generator and some instruments and lawlessness. And apparently, it's a lot... It informed who Josh became. He's a very mysterious, edgy fellow. And I think that happened a lot because of getting punched in the head and left for dead in the desert while being 14 years old and trying to figure out how to play guitar. This was the last record that Caius made. And the cracks were appearing, and Josh clearly wanted to go off and do his own thing, which became Queens of the Stone Age. And he took a lot of these members with him, including Alfredo Hernandez from Yawning Man, who drummed in this record. He drummed in the first two Queens records as well. So this is a song called El Rodeo off of And the Circus Leaves Town. And this is the only Caius song I know how to play on guitar. Not that I can't play all their songs, it just that's the one I learned how to play one time because I love the little... Well, you'll hear it. Anyway, El Rodeo. Thank you. next, we're going to feature Canadian musician Melissa Off the Mar. And I missed an opportunity on my Pisces show to feature her because she's born March 17th, 1972 in Montreal. She was the bass player that replaced Darcy in the Smashing Pumpkins originally, before they went on to a bunch of other bass players and continue to replace Darcy. This chick knows how to play. She is a badass musician. And when she was releasing her first self-titled solo record, she hired Queens of the Stone Age to be her backing band. So this is one of the great songs of this record. And this record is so good that it's basically kind of like a missing Queens of the Stone Age record. Because if you like Queens of the Stone Age, you'll like every song on this record. So this track is called Followed the Waves, featuring Josh and Company.
I'm shuffle his deck clean.
Up next, we're going with a track off of Era Vulgaris, what many consider Queens of Stone Age's worst album. But I don't care, because I love it. And this song didn't even appear on the record. It was a kind of a B-side. It actually appeared on the Canadian tour version that I bought when I saw them live. And it was a double disc, and it had this track. And it features the one and only Trent Reznor. Next, we're going back to another Queens of Stone Age track off their newest record, In Time's New Roman. And this song is one sexy tune. It's called Sicily. ¶¶ Next, we're going with a song that's about heartbreak. This is by one of the greatest supergroups of all time, Them Crooked Vultures, featuring Josh on guitar, John Paul Jones on bass, and Dave Grohl on drums. This one is No One Loves Me, and Neither Do I.
Oblique. She called me
thing at a time, and it is that time where I have to say adieu. This next track is from Dave Grohl's movie Sound City Reel to Reel. It's called Mantra. It features Dave Grohl on drums, Josh Homme on guitar and bass, and Trent Reznor on keyboards. And they all take a whack at singing. Love from the Void. This is Mantra.
Yet, as you're born.